Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. My name is Dan Rettina, and I'm the founder of Dan's Papers. And my guest on this weekly podcast is Joe Iolacci, who has an amazing business of involving, about 30 yachts or more?
27 boats and yachts, yes.
Well, I exaggerated a little bit. Go down to a marina in Sag Harbor, I suspect, and pick out a boat you want to go out on one day or another. We'll get to that in a second minute. It's a company that has bought a marina in Sag Harbor. It's now the Yacht Hampton Boating Club. It's off on Noyak Road. I pass it every couple of days. The company is Yacht Hampton. Tell us what you do in this company. You founded back, when was it, 2013?
Yes, I performed my first charters back in 2013, and then with one vessel, and I grew it from there, yes.
What's the sequence to what people going out on these boats?
Yeah, so they would contact myself via our website or call or text, and they would arrive at our marina, and then about 80% of our trips are four-hour experiences where we take them on the water and they would see whether it's a restaurant or a private cove and do things that they probably wouldn't have access to if they, you know, just stayed on land, of course. So these are little area gems that over the years we've found that really no one knows about.
Are you also down in Palm Beach now? Is it expanded down there?
Yes. For the last 5 years, we've steadily grown in the Palm Beach County, ranging from West Palm Beach down to Boca Raton. So that's area we're pretty strong and we operate from three different hubs, whether it's West Palm, Delray Beach, and Boca Raton.
I've seen some of the yachts are over 50 feet. These are huge luxury yachts, and some of them are as little as 16 feet. And you arrange the catering and the experience. How is this different from just renting a boat?
10 years ago, I had one boat, actually 13 really, but I had one boat and then I would broker others. And what I quickly realized is that I needed to control the experience. So what that means is, you know, some competitors do or other companies do, they generally don't own their own fleet. So therefore, they can't. It's impossible to control the experience. So our differential advantage is that by owning the boats, not only can we control the boat, but I can also control the captain, the crew. I guess you'd call it a standard of excellence or a standard of fun or, you know, these higher elevated standards that can be, I guess, repeatable and consistent across the fleet. So that's probably the largest advantage, the quality of the boats and the quality of the crew and the deep know-how and knowledge of the areas that adds to it. Because any given weekend, I could have 18, 25 boats out on the water finding different and unique places to anchor the boat, swim with your guests, and experience the waterways of either the Hamptons or the Palm Beaches. We learn as we go every year.
Here in the Hamptons, what are the locations you would meet people at to go out?
Great. Yeah, we depart from Hampton Bays at the Canoe Place Inn and Cottages. Then we also depart the next, I guess, easternly location would be our marina off of Noyak Road, Pine Neck Avenue, which is located in Sag Harbor, Noyak area by Cromer's. And then the third area would be the Village Dock in Sag Harbor, right behind the windmill. We have two boats depart from there. due to customer demand, they wanted to leave from the village. So we leave two boats in the village. The next spot of a port would be called Gardner's Marina in East Hampton on 3 Mile Harbor Road. It's one of the first marinas you see on the left. We have five boats depart from there to serve the people of East Hampton and Amagansett and even Montauk. And then I have one vessel sitting in docked at the Montauk Yacht Club. So that's to serve the Montauk market.
I want to diverge here to let you know that I've lived for the last 25 years right across the street from the Gardner's Marina in Hampton. And are the boats there parked there, or are they brought there?
Yeah, they, you know, dock there for the season. They would be there from April 15th, usually around tax day is when I start my season. And then we run. It's a good day to remember. And then I keep them in the water until Halloween, which is October 31st. And then, you know, we do not sell charters generally past Halloween. So as the weather changes, and then we would take them out, put them in, you know, at the shipyards and my marina, and close them up for the winter. But we would take our best boats down to Palm Beach with a grand total of 5 to 7 boats and yachts would go down to Palm Beach area for the winter.
What a busy guy you are.
people used to say, what do you do in the winter? And I said, I'm working hard on growing Palm Beach, sadly. I would have liked to have a slow time, but I don't. So, but that's the business I chose to be in, and I love what I do.
And now you're going to be running one of these boats back and forth between Greenport and Sag Harbor this summer.
Yes, I was sought out by the owners and operators of Claudio's, and they opened an amazing venue. It's been in the works for months, called Sailor. Took some of my advice on what my clients like and need, and I gave them the feedback, and I was very impressed with, you know, what they've pulled off over there. It's an amazing property. Very excited about it.
And the boats will leave from Long Wharf and Sag Harbor and go there, or?
Yes, no, sorry about that. They actually leave from my marina at 51 Pine Neck Avenue at 12 o'clock and return at 4 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we're offering via our partnership to give people a great experience on a newer, nice vessel. Take them over to Greenport, let them enjoy a Mediterranean-style lunch, and then we take them back at 4 o'clock.
Can you stop at the Long Wharf in the middle of town for people who just want to walk on and off? Or does that get too close to being a ferry?
Good question. We generally try to, as a company policy, we try to be the land of yes. So if that happened, we could, of course, accommodate. There would just be an additional charge because now the boat would be on the water. But we tend to be very, very flexible if that's what someone wants. That's not out of the question.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I read you're from a Long Islander. Where were you born and raised, and what have you done in your career?
Yeah, I was born and raised in the center of Long Island, an area called Port Jefferson Station. Built my first boat when I was 12. I found it in someone's garbage, actually a styrofoam sailboat. And I went to the auto body store and picked up some auto body filler, filled the hole, and took that boat out fishing. Because my quest at the age of 12 was to be able to catch the bigger fish. And at 12 years old, you can't cast a fishing rod far enough. So I had to find a way to catch the big fish like the older men. So I ended up patching a styrofoam sailboat, and I would paddle out and catch the big fish in a town called Mount Sinai. So that was the genesis or start of my boating career at about age 12. My grandfather would take the styrofoam boat in the back of his pickup and we'd drop it in the water. Very fun. From that, I bought boats at, you know, 15, 17, 19. And I was into fishing.
Old joke about always bigger boat.
Yeah, even now. I mean, I would have thought, you know, if I had the boats I have now, you'd think I'd be satisfied. But then you go to the next boat show, and you always want the bigger, better boat. So it's a passion. So that's what I enjoy. And also for my clients, I'd like to keep going and give them more elevated experiences, never resting. If you told me boating was going to be my life, I'd probably say it sounds fun, but I never thought it would end this way, you know, or start this way. But that's where I am today. After college, I then actually invented a UV coating for sunglasses, and I started my own eye care supply company and did that for 12 years. Sold that to the largest eye care company in the world called Essilor. They own the Lens Crafters. I sold that business. Then I was in finance for a decade. And then I started boating and renting a boat on the side, if you will. It was a viable business right away. I knew it was because the website was imperfect and the phone would start ringing. So that showed me that there was a lot of demand in the area. And then I just decided after, I think, one season, I said, I'm making boating my life. It's my passion. I love it. And there's a need for it here. You know, easy access to the water was obvious. And if you did it right, it could be, you know, very in demand. And that's kind of what I've done.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and your family, your mom and dad. And did you have a lab or anything from college for this invention you made in the ophthalmic field?
No, I worked for a company as a salesman. I was very good in sales and customer service, and I represented them at trade shows. I remember being 19 years old and selling the largest eye care operator in Mexico, believe it or not. And that gave me the confidence to start my own business. And then what I realized was via demand that there was a hole in the market, so to speak. And the current UV formula for eyeglass lenses was yellow. And that caused a lot of dissatisfaction. They needed clear. So I was reading a Men's Health article one night about a new sunblock. And that made me said, I never heard of this raw material before. So I ordered it in. And to my surprise, it was white. So I'm like, wow, this is much better than the yellow raw material that the whole entire industry uses. So I took this formula from, I think it was from Roche. It was called Parsol 1789. And that's before the internet, basically. And I had to do a lot of trial and error for a year until I got that product to work and put UV treatment on lenses. And along the whole way, it was nice because it was clear and it didn't taint or tint the lenses yellow and make it unsightly. So that took the industry by storm, and that gave me a little bit of momentum. And then I was able to sell that company after 14 years.
Do you live out in the East End, or are you still in Port Jeff Station?
No, I now live in the village of Sag Harbor. We'll love what I do and where I live. So I live 7 minutes from my office every day, and I could often see my boats drive by, which is nice.
Well, thank you for taking the time to tell me about all this. And I think it's a wonderful company that you built and
thank you.
Figured out. I hope to see you on the water sometime soon.
I'd love to host you, and thank you for what you've done over your career. You've gave the Hamptons a voice. So thank you for that. It's a pleasure to be with you today, actually. Thank you.
Sure. Talk to you soon. I'll set something up.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Dan. Thank you. Respect what you're doing there. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.